killing humans in the name of protecting the cow is wrong. A strong, passionate message from the Prime Minister. But is Mr. Modi's message too little, too late?
The Prime Minister chose Mahatma Gandhi's ashram to deliver his strong message. Killing humans in the name of protecting the cow is wrong. After a series of recent mob attacks, the latest, the killing of a young boy called Junaid. Last year too, in August, the PM spoke against violence by self-styled Gau Rakshaks after attacks on Dalits in Gujarat. But the violence continued. This time, the statements are much stronger. His comments coming a day after hundreds across Indian cities turned out to protest the mob murders under the hashtag Not In My Name. However, the central contradiction remains on whether the Prime Minister's words will be heard by his own party. Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Raman Singh had said death penalty should be the sentence for those who kill cows. His minister Mahesh Sharma paid respects to the body of the man accused of killing Muhammad Akhlaq in UP, his body draped in the tricolour. The opposition reacted, saying action is needed at this time, not just words. Mamata Banerjee tweeted today, "We condemn killings taking place in the name of Gau Raksha. This must stop now. Just words are not enough."
Lynching ke bare mein ya jo aaj statement diya hai wo under public pressure diya hai. This is all just eyewash.
For the family of 16-year-old Junaid, who was stabbed to death amid abuse of being anti-national and a beef eater, there is some hope but also some skepticism.
Pradhan Mantri ne bola hai, theek hai, bolte hain, to ye rukte to hai nahi. ये बदमाश ये डकैत नहीं प्रधानमंत्री ने बोला है तो होगा भी ऐसी बात नहीं है जब प्रधानमंत्री ने बोला है कहा है इस पे रोक भी लगेगी.
The timing and the location chosen strategically by the Prime Minister to take cow vigilantes head on in the land of the Mahatma. Now it remains to be seen how effectively this message will go down to the ground level so that the spate of lynchings across the country is stopped. In Rajkot with camera person Natwar Parmar, Rohit Ban for NDTV.
Well, we're going to begin our debate in a moment. But today itself, a man in Jharkhand was murdered by a mob, some of whom allege that it was to stop cattle thieves. How many times have we heard this in the last 1 year or so? The man who was attacked has been identified as Ashkar. A mob surrounded him and beat him to death. Some in the mob could be seen smiling. The victim was taken to hospital. He died later, probably the police says, of internal injuries. The victim's van was set ablaze. This happened in Ramgarh, a small town about 40 kilometers from Ranchi in Jharkhand. Approximately 1,000 policemen and policewomen have been deployed in that area right now. So what the Prime Minister did today, what he said today, perhaps a move that a lot of people welcome. The question is, should he not have said this many, many more times to prevent, perhaps, to have an influence across the country to prevent these murders from taking place? Joining us now, Shubh Rashtra, assistant editor of the Indian Foundation Journal, Ojoy Kumar of the Congress, and Zafar Sareshwala. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. Shubh Rashtra, let me come to you first. It was in August last year that the Prime Minister had hit out at Gau Rakshaks, had made it absolutely clear that, look, every state needs to do a census to find out how many people were involved in crimes like this. Since then, what exactly has happened? Nothing but more murders, more deaths, more lynchings. Do you not believe that Mr. Modi should have said a lot more in the last 1 year?
Thank you for inviting me to the show, Vishnu. Let me begin by saying that this statement by the Prime Minister is in itself a huge balm, so as to say, on the bruises and the wounds that have been opened because of mob lynchings and mass lynchings that have been happening across the country. Sometimes in the name of religion, at others in the name of ideology, at somewhere else in the name of political incarceration, and so on and so forth. So I think it goes out to, let's also look at things in a context, number one. Number two, of course I agree that nothing much has moved on ground with respect to the idea of mob lynching. Lynching by mobs. But then the problem is that should we then ask the Prime Minister or any politician for that matter in the country to behave or express their anger, their angst, their grief in the way we want to? Because we are in a democracy, maybe the
but
Prime Minister felt
Modi
that
did
it's
today.
Important for
he
people
was extremely
to
passionate. He was extremely vehement. He said this is rubbish that
Absolutely.
Cannot be tolerated. But the point is this. Is the Prime Minister under pressure in having made that statement? I don't ask this from a political standpoint. I'm saying, is it because he realizes across the country these deaths continue and that perhaps more needs to have been said earlier on? And he wasn't there to say it. Since August 2016, we haven't seen this kind of statement from him.
Yes, true. Vishnu, you are very right when you say that this is one of those rare instances where he has spoken about it, though he has spoken about it in one more instance in mm-hmm. the past. Look, the point that I'm trying to assert is that in a democratic setup, you can't control the form and content of how a person wants to express himself or herself. The idea is to look at the larger picture. Has the Prime Minister or any other or any person in responsible offices called for mob lynchings? If not, then I don't think this media trial which is going on right now and the...
I don't think anybody would call for
trial.
Mob lynchings, would they? But on the other hand, if you've got the killers of Mohammed Akhlaq being draped with the tricolour, if you've got chief ministers saying there needs to be the death penalties to those people involved in the cattle trade or those who kill cows, is that something that actually works towards warding off lynching people?
Vishnu,
it doesn't. It does the opposite.
When you start taking names like these, then you are inviting counter names as well in other instances where Muslims have been involved in killing Hindus. So let us really not get into this debate.
No, but that's terrible. This is not.
It's
not Hindu versus Muslim. It's humans versus humans. We are not looking at religion for the
Absolutely,
sake of religion.
But then you are naming.
We are looking at religion being used as an excuse by some people in some cases, which is unfortunate. It doesn't matter if a Hindu did this to a Muslim or a Muslim did this to a Hindu.
I absolutely agree with you, Vishnuji, on this. In fact, today I wrote an article for CNN saying exactly this. What I'm basically trying to say is when you say Muhammad Akhlaq, you invariably, maybe inadvertently, bring around a religious angle in a polarized atmosphere.
But it is
there
a religious angle.
There is also angle. A fact that in Kerala, chief ministers
Why
own,
should we deny the
course,
fact that
this,
it's
then
being
there is
done
another fact
in the name of religion?
Then there is another fact. I'm not denying that. I'm asserting it is happening.
Right.
But I'm also asserting that let's not be selective in calling out Mohammed Akhlaq and preventing the murderers
of Dr. Narang,
for example.
But then we get into the same thing. The Hindus
Nobody
did this and the Muslims
Dr.
did this. You play off one religion against the other. And where are we at the end? But just let me bring in my other Shubhrashtra. Let me bring in my other panelists as well. Ajoy Kumar, you heard what she had to say. She said, "Look, don't be selective. There are many issues, and that you know by saying that it's Muslims alone who get attacked, you seem to suggest that it doesn't happen the other way around as well." That's the last point that she mentioned. How would you respond?
You know, Vishnu, I thought I was in an alternative universe because the fact is it's 85% are Muslims, the rest of them are Dalits. The other issue is the Prime Minister has spoken, but it continues to happen. That in Jharkhand, in my state of Jharkhand, the Chief Minister has not visited a single family. He's not visited any of the lynching. And there's lynching which has happened out of the 8 or 9 lynchings. 3 of them have been not from the minority community. And to say that it was even only 5 kilometers away from his home in Jamshedpur, he didn't visit it. You had the Chief Minister of Rajasthan not condemning it. And what kind of nonsense are we talking? Is it motivated by a particular brand of politics? You tell me, Vishnu, I've seen this so often as a police officer and now as a political politician. How does pig's head land up in mosque? How does beef land up in the temple? Who is doing it? Who benefits? This is a low IQ question. And this is the strategy. Wink one side, look one side. Mahesh Sharma, cabinet minister, goes and puts a tricolor on a lynching. By the way, do you know in Uttar Pradesh, The people who were killed, people who were killed by a mob, they had an FIR registered against them. Hmm. So the question again is, hate across India, you go on social media, and look, why I equate them with ISIS is, look at this mob. When
but
they
Raja, I take your point,
videos,
and I think it reflects what we all know, the facts on the ground. But before I go to Zafar Sareeshwala, do you not, in the Congress party, welcome what the Prime Minister has said today? You can argue that he is under pressure, which seems to be belittling, the importance of today's statement. Why don't you welcome the statement? Why don't you say perhaps more needs to have been said, but why don't you come out and say, Mr. Modi, thank you so much?
So, Vishnu, I was on a different TV channel and I said this, look, the Prime Minister has spoken, we welcome it. But he spoke 10 months back, and when the Prime Minister uses in a political rally, Kabristan, Shamshan, Pink Revolution before 2014, when people of Vishnu, this Sangeet Som, who is the poster boy of the riots, he has one of the biggest meat export company called Aldua. No, but my question is, Prime Minister has spoken, we welcome it. But is this, I have been a police officer, you want to stop this? It is actually easy.
Okay.
You arrest all those people who do it. You do a fantastic investigation. It will stop today. But why isn't it stopping in UP? They don't want it to stop.
Okay.
This
Zafar
is a low-intensity unraveling of India. And they know what they're doing.
Zafar Saab, from Jharjhar to Jharkhand, Dadri to Latehar, Una to Alwar. I'm just reading off one, an article I was reading a while back. It's this reign of terror. And the argument that's raised is that it's motivated. Human beings don't murder human beings in mobs until they are incited to be in a particular mob and endorse a particular cause, and in so many cases it's murder. And the argument that it is that's raised is that there is a certain cynical brand of politics that is fueling this, and that the Prime Minister needs to have done more, the BJP needs to have done more, the RSS needs to have done more. They have not done more, and perhaps they've looked the other way. How would you respond?
See, Vishnu, I have spoken to the highest authority in the government, in the party, and also people in the RSS. With the last thing which happened in Ballabgarh about this Junaid.
Yes.
Believe me, all of them were horrified with what's happening. And my only request was, a couple of days back, yesterday I spoke to one of the senior most persons in the present government. And I said, why it's happening? It will continue to happen till the perpetrators of the crime are not booked. And
oops, we've lost that line with him.
Go ahead.
Yes, carry on.
And
yes.
Let me complete.
Yeah.
Let me complete. I come from Gujarat. Gujarat was tinderbox of these riots in the 80s and the 90s. Okay. And every single riot in Gujarat started with cow. Now you take, after 2002, Mr. Modi ruled for 12 years. Not a single such type of incident ever happened. Because rule of law had prevailed. In fact, earlier about 8-9 months back, similar incident happened in Ahmedabad, where one Ayub was killed by vigilants. The Gujarat police, the Ahmedabad police swooped, arrested 8 people.
Yeah, but then why isn't it happening
and
elsewhere?
And one of them is a VHP functionary.
No, but sir, why is it not happening elsewhere?
Listen to me. In Mr. Modi's own
home state, it's happening effectively. You're saying you've given many examples. I accept all of the examples you're raising. Why is this not a national cause? One year after the Prime Minister says, come out with a list to identify these people who are doing this. Where is this list? Where is the action on the ground? And then you have a 16-year-old Junaid murdered, another man murdered today in Jharkhand. So, what happened? I mean, how has this all slipped off the map of action to stop? It's not stopped, sir. That's the point.
See, Vishnu, give me 1 minute. Regarding Junaid, I spoke to the OSD of Haryana Chief Minister only just a couple of hours back. And he has said that we are going to create exemplary punishment for these people. And
okay.
he said we have arrested 15 people. 2 main accused have been, and we have zeroed 1 main accused. We are giving 10, we have that they were not accepting, now they have accepted the aid of 10 lakhs of rupees. We have offered job to a family member.
Okay, so some action is taking place on the ground.
And we are going to make a watertight case.
Okay, let's hope there is a watertight case. I'm
and
running
everywhere.
Out of...
Everywhere. My only surmount is watertight case has to be made.
Ajay Kumar, one sentence, and then I want to go back to Shubhrashtra. We're running out of time on this. Go ahead. Ajay, Shubhrashtra, I'll come to you at last. Yeah. Ajay.
Mr. Zafar Sureshwala keeps saying he spoke to the highest people. The highest people. Why doesn't the Mr. Mohan Bhagwat, why doesn't Mr. Modi's chief minister in Uttar Pradesh, why doesn't the Haryana chief minister visit these people, take action, suspend the police officers in charge, remove the stupendous police and the district magistrates? No, he's not.
No.
No, and you don't see
they've
where is the,
arrested.
No, but,
they have arrested
let's
15
stop
people.
On facts.
We which, only want that. We don't
sir,
want. We don't
Zafar
want
bhai.
The Haryana chief
Zafar
minister
sir.
To visit
Zafar
the home.
Sir.
I
sir.
Want the perpetrators of the crime to be
Zafar
booked.
Ji, Zafar.
We don't want this
Zafar
sympathy.
Ji, one sec.
We don't want this wrong sympathy.
Zafar
of
Ji, can
the
I complete,
out.
Sir?
No.
Can I complete,
I want,
sir?
I want the perpetrators of the crime
Can I complete, sir? You would.
Ajay, carry on. Yeah, very briefly, Ajay. Last sentence from you.
The question is, Mr. Sureshwala will try to convince us that, you know, things are everything. There is a huge agenda of hate. One side they will condemn, other side they will wink. How does it happen in all these states? Unless
okay,
the
how
state
does it happen in all these states?
Action?
Shubhrashtra,
can
last sentence from you. I need to move on
repeatedly?
To my next subject. Shubhrashtra, last point. You had your hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the problem. This is the exactly the problem, Vishnu, that... You know, right from the beginning till the end, Congress comes with an agenda, you know, to just create this atmosphere of hatred all around.
But who
they
is,
start
how,
talking
how
about Kabristan, Ashmashan and all of that. That somehow doesn't, that somehow doesn't.
But how is the Congress created an environment of hatred if the BJP is in power in so many of these areas?
How is the Congress lynching you,
please let me complete.
Shubhrashtra, carry on. Ajay, 1 minute. Ajay, 1 minute.
You talk about Atlaq, you say it's a fact. You talk about Kabristan, Ashmashan, you say it is not a fact. And then I don't need to explain what is the atmosphere of hatred out there. It's out for every logical individual to see
and
the
I
kind
would,
of politics
I would hope
which is
that,
going on.
That atmosphere that, of hatred includes the hatred which results in terrified people in Maruti vans being taken out of their vans and being lynched apparently because they were cattle traders. I think that's where that atmosphere of
not
hatred
just that,
is the strongest.
It also includes violence in Hojai and Margarita in Assam, which the media never
right.
talks about.
No, that's
because
fair.
Perhaps the
that's
mob, the,
all
because
violence
perhaps the mob
is condemnable.
Is a Muslim,
absolutely.
Is, belong to the Muslim community.
Okay. No, I again, you know, I mean, this that all, the media doesn't all, report violence done by Muslims and reports violence done, you know, I mean, that's again a pretty narrow, cynical perspective. All violence is bad. We all agree about that. I'm ending this debate now because it's a short program. We've got something else that's important we need to move on to. It's been wonderful speaking to all of you.